We begin today in Pittsburgh, where 10 people are hurt after a 400-foot bridge collapsed this morning. That bridge came down just hours ahead of President Biden's planned trip to that city to promote his administration's infrastructure package. News Nation correspondent Evan Lambert is live from where that bridge fell apart. Evan, seems like a very odd coincidence here. Tell us what happened.
Well, Nicole, I just checked with city officials. They say they don't know exactly what caused the bridge to plummet with five cars and a city bus on it at the time. But we do know that the bridge had received a rating of poor. Cracked steel, a car flipped onto its roof, and a bus teetering over the edge of where a section of a more than 400-foot bridge came crashing down over a popular park in Pittsburgh this morning. Authorities say 10 people were hurt, three taken to the hospital, but miraculously, no one died.
The missing bridge span is right over my shoulder.
Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman joined Adrian Bankert earlier today on Morning in America.
The bridge disengaged from both ends of the span and fell into Frick Park, which is Pittsburgh's largest park within its city limits.
First responders forced to rappel 150 feet to rescue people from the stranded bus and using a human chain to bring them to safety. The bridge rated in poor condition by Pennsylvania's Department of Transportation. The city tells News Nation it was last inspected in September. And in a national news exclusive, neighbor Greg Kachansky, who also happens to have a PhD in physics, tells us he spotted damage in 2018, tagging the city in a tweet, bringing it to their attention.
Sent in the tweet about a few weeks later, they removed the rusted out girders. And then I didn't really think much more about it. I figured that someone had paid attention to it. Someone was taking care of it.
His reaction nearly 4 years later, when a snow-covered section of the bridge broke away and tumbled into the creek below.
It's like, whoa, you know, I'm glad I wasn't underneath it.
What could have been a disaster, coming just hours before a visit by President Biden, where he touted the $1 trillion infrastructure bill. He visited the bridge site this afternoon.
It really is.
This is going to happen.
It really is. You'll realize I've been coming to Pittsburgh a long time, and as a former Pennsylvanian, but I didn't realize there are literally more bridges in Pittsburgh than any other city in the world. Did you know? More than in Venice. I knew there were a lot of bridges. I had no idea that, and they're gonna fix them all.
And that bipartisan infrastructure bill, which passed, doles out $27 billion to repair bridges all across the country. Pennsylvania would stand to get $1.6 billion of that money. Nicole?
Yeah, $27 billion. That seems to be very much needed. All right, Evan, thank you for that.